Broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery, you're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Coaches go. Basketball team and Grant, you've had a hell of a year as well.
Yep, thank you.
You although I'm going to gross you out.
Yeah, but
was you at the South Adams game?
No.
He buries this three from about 30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with what? 4 seconds left.
Yeah.
You go straight to the bench. I thought coach is going to kill you, Grant. And he knew he made it too. I mean,
yeah,
it's one of those where
he
went like that, and he said, "That baby's in.
It's gone."
Yeah, you can usually have a tell when there's.
I usually know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wouldn't that be neat to be able to do that? New, could you always tell when you made it?
I would have no idea.
None.
I've never made a shot.
It's like I remember.
I did used to have a semi-decent hook shot from about 8 feet away, and but
can't stop the hook.
Well, you could if you knew it was coming. Everybody knew it was coming. So because every time I touched it, that was my only shot.
Neil's going to shoot a hook shot.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. You you guys. I heard this rumor that you're thinking about getting in the golfing industry. Is that right?
Yep. Going to plan is Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah.
PGA program that I'm really interested in.
So. At Eastern?
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think just be a good opportunity if it.
Well, sounds like
3.5 hours away, easy drive.
Yeah, I would say good call.
That's a great call
because you can hit the ball like 600 miles.
Yeah,
you know, and you had a pretty good coach. Johan kind of helped you a little bit, and your who's the coach this year on golf team?
Dean Sanders.
Dean Sanders. How's Mr. Sanders?
Fun. He's good.
Good
guy.
He was
pretty good player.
Yep, he wasn't too bad.
Yeah. And then once basketball, you never played football, have you?
Nope.
No.
Played 1 year Pee Wee, that was it.
That was it. So, boy, the same for me.
He's going out of baseball, though.
Huh?
Extra pitch.
There you go.
I don't know about that.
How's the arm?
Used to be good, but.
We don't
break that'd be out. Great.
That'd I think you'll just work on your golf game.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, maybe you can do both.
No.
You
both. We're playing.
So you don't want him to play baseball, is that what you're saying?
He's coming out to the Elks. You get a job this summer?
Not yet.
Mercer County Elks.
I know. So I was thinking.
That'd be a good gig.
Yep.
They know people.
Harrison always did that.
Yeah, Harrison's a guy. Yeah, he was crazy, too.
Yeah, he can do it.
Yeah, he can do it. You'd always see Harrison out there like at 4 in the morning out there picking up trash. Here's Harrison. There's him out there in his four-wheeler out there. It is a good gig.
It is a good gig.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're on your own. And
especially if you like golf.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So let's talk a little bit about your senior season here in basketball. And you meet a new coach in Coach Melton.
Yep.
And it's a different style than what Coach Bayshore is. Coach Bayshore, more laid back, more offensive, you know. And Coach Melton is defense.
More defense.
Discipline. And when you look at that, Grant, how's that played out to your advantage?
To my advantage? I don't like it's probably got me like more focused maybe like more into it because like I have to show up every day or else he's just gonna sit me and like, that's kind of been a main difference noticed, so
you've had some of them the situations where things haven't went your way and you've always stepped up and you can't tell it, you know, like usually in the past when things didn't go your way you could always see it on your face, you could always see it like oh, Grant's done, he's
mad, man,
he missed two in a row
this year's been an entirely different story, and I credit Coach Melton and I credit yourself for that.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, if the first shot don't go in, second shot don't go in, I'm ready for that third one's
going,
you know, and
has to
and I think that, you know, watching you play and when you look at our games this year that we've played really exceptional, you've been a big cog of that. you know, and I look for, you know, and we ain't near done yet. We got a lot of games to go.
Absolutely.
And it all starts Friday night with Marion Local Flyers at St. Mary's, and I'm really looking forward to that tournament run. And
yeah, it's always fun.
You know, Marion's got a nice ball club, and you can't go by their wins and losses because they never start for a month after everybody else.
Yeah.
And they'll be a good game Friday night.
Now, one of the things I like when Grant's in the game, it's usually a better game, and sometimes even when he doesn't score or doesn't score much, a lot of times he'll draw that second defender because they know he can make it from anywhere, and he sees that guy either took a step away from or came all the way over, and he'll get it to them, and you know.
And he's the greatest jumper we got.
Yeah,
yeah. You get a great rebound.
Huh? I love it.
I'll tell you what, you get some dunk high it? Rebound.
Two hands.
No.
I swear to God.
Ian. Oh, Ian Dono.
He likes it more in the alley-oop, though. Easier for him.
We got to do it Friday night.
Let's do it.
Yep. First play of the game.
I got yelled at. You can ask the coaching staff. I got yelled at before.
Don't do that. You know, if you go up and do it, one of the Marion guys would cut your legs out. Me breaking
out. Wouldn't that be great? We're up by two. He's going in for a layup, tries to dunk it. Ball bounce.
Bounce straight out.
Coach Mount comes over.
Comes you over hear score. That?
I don't know. Come here. Tournament.
He comes over the scores table and grabs me and you in a headlock.
You idiot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you do that, tell them that Bubba told you to. You
yeah,
to
that's
do.
Right.
Hey, Fort Gary Radio. They told me to.
That's right. So you, you know, and I'm going to talk about this about both you guys, but unbelievable families. Okay, I mean, unbelievable families. Families that you know, you got a picture on the stage, you know, with your whole crew, and what a great support that is. And you know, when all this is said and done, that family is the most important thing. And you got to love that.
Pretty cool. I had a bunch of family and friends there Saturday. So
yeah. I tell you what, I look up Grant, and it seems like, well, through your whole career. Up top, I've looked up there and seen Grandma and Grandpa, and then I'll see Uncle Tom, I'll see Uncle, all them guys. You know, you can just, hey, there's the Kanapke boys are here. You know, that's pretty cool. I mean, you got a lot of support there. That's always fun.
Yeah, you see Nappers is there, and that is really cool. Them guys come from Dayton to watch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's got to be something. And Mom and Dad, of course, and thick and thin, man, they're at every game. Yep. And that's good stuff. So, Ian, the same thing for you. And we talked a little bit about how the crowd has affected you and basically fell in love with you, you know. But there ain't a bigger fan than that guy sitting across from me. And there's probably the second biggest fan is this little grandma of yours that's about, how old's grandma?
Yeah, grandma 70.
Now that lady, you gotta love her because she worships you.
Yeah, she loves me.
Yeah, that's no doubt.
Hey, for very good reason.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. I'll tell you what, bud. You know, we've been together in baseball, and I'll tell you, I watched both of you guys play back in junior high. I don't know, a lot of people knew him, but Riley Post used to be on the team, too. You guys could absolutely flat out shoot clear back then. I mean, I remember one game you had like 12, 14 threes out between the three of you. You know, we went into a tournament, seventh grade or eighth grade or one. You kind of beat a couple of teams you shouldn't have, you know, and it was like because you guys could flat out shoot. I've talked to this about other people. You know, Trevor Vaughn comes to mind. I remember him. He was always such a great team player, too, and I think you are, too, Ian. I mean, I look over there, and I've seen guys sit on that bench and pout, you know, and say, you know, put me in. Jesus Christ, I'm better than half these guys. Or I've seen the guy that's ready to play and comes in, and you've done that this whole season, you know. And grandma and me, you know, all of us are a little, you know, I mean, I'd like to see you play more, but, you know, I understand, you know, that stuff happens, but it takes a special kid to sit on that bench and cheer like crazy when you have your buddies out there making good things happen, you know?
Yeah, you just got to make fun on the bench.
Absolutely. You know, and I look at that and I see you jumping up and down and everybody following you, you know, and I never got to play.
Well, there's a reason.
Yeah, I was bad when I was really little.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, yeah.
But I can't imagine having. I mean, there's nothing neater than our Fort Recovery crowd when they get fired up and they're into something. And man, they were into you this year, you know, and that's pretty cool. You drop M3s in, and I think everybody loved it. You know, it was just fun to watch. And
yeah,
and
I just remember the Marion game when I came in. I thought everyone was going to lose it.
But that's pretty cool, and I'm pretty proud of you for being what you've done this year. Thanks. You know, and I'm expecting huge things when we go to the next sport, you know, because I know what you can do, and I know what kind of leader you are. So that's going to come.
That's going to be a good one.
Ian, what's your game plan after school?
Get workforce.
Yeah. Good for you.
I get.
There's a bunch of jobs out there.
Where I sit, I get to see a lot of Ian's shots because he shoots from that far corner or either corner. I'm either sitting kind of behind his shot or it's coming right at me. And it's beautiful. You can see when it leaves his hand, it's going in, man.
How'd you develop the corner jumper? When was that?
No idea. Always shoot there.
Always hanging around out there.
Always find myself over there.
Two greatest corner shooters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ian Hum and Les Johnson.
Yep. That's pretty good.
I don't know. That'd be a great shootout.
We're going to have a shootout.
That would be a great shootout.
Les would definitely beat me.
Les is pretty sweet.
And when you talk about patenting moves, this guy's dribble left, jumper.
Jump back, step back.
He likes that shot, too. That's your go-to, ain't it?
You've developed some great. You know, it's unbelievable. When you get that wide open look, a lot of times you don't want that. You're so much. You can just see your confidence beaming when you're stepping back, moving sideways, and it does. It seems like you knock them in.
High practice.
Yeah. You're just used to. Well, that's the best way of getting open. I mean, basically, if you got a good step back, it's impossible to stop. Another thing I was going to say about you too, Grant, is the maturity you've had. Bob kind of talked about it a little bit too. You know, when you were young, we'd get so mad over there because we knew how talented you were, you know, and stuff would happen and you'd kind of pout a little bit because things weren't right, you know, and it just drives me crazy. He's so good. And then this year, like Bob said, you can just tell your game has stepped up 100% on both ends.
Yeah. And it's not always just because you scored a bunch of points. There's a whole bunch of things that you're doing that are just, we need to have you out there.
I think I could relate to you more when you get in them funks. Because I used to do that bowling. Like, I'd leave a 10-pin, I'd miss it, that's it. I was done. I'd throw a bowling ball somewhere, and I'd give everybody the finger and stuff, you know. And that's kind of how I wasn't the best. I wasn't the best at that. But fact of the matter is, guys, we absolutely love watching you play for four years. And when we talk about Fort Recovery Radio, one of our favorite things to do is interview seniors.
Tonight. Yep.
Because we want you guys to grow up, and we develop a relationship. And not just, you know, personally, but watching you on the floor and watching you grow up and like seeing all your families and stuff like that. And there's nothing better. And the best thing about Fort Recovery Radio is nights like tonight when we get to interview the kids. So I wish you guys the best of luck. Let's go kick some butt Friday night. Get us a sectional title.
Yeah, let's get a sectional title.
And we'll keep going, right?
Keep her moving.
All right, man. Thanks for stopping up. Yep. Be careful going home.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. Come right back with these good-looking ladies we got coming in here. The senior girl basketball players. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
My name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like to think of the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. We'd love to help you where we have something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Calling all volleyball players, there's going to be an alumni volleyball tournament on Saturday, May 2nd. It's for guys, too, but you'll need to have at least three ladies on the court at all times, and they'll use a 7-foot, 6-inch net. If you want to get your team in, contact volleyball coach Chelsea Colleague by April 18th at Colleague, C-H, at FortRecoveryschools.org. Your team should consist of past players from your graduating class, and spouses and any Fort Recovery residents are also welcome to play, and you can combine years if you need more players. The entry fee is $10 per player, and all proceeds will benefit the Fort Recovery Volleyball Program. This should be a lot of fun, and spectators are welcome to come and watch and cheer on their favorite team. The second annual alumni volleyball tournament on Saturday, May 2nd. Be sure to sign up by April 18th at Colleague, C-H, at FortRecoveryschools.org.
I'll play alumni volleyball.
Yeah.
I'm not scared.
Sadder?
Hey, we're looking for a girls' JV coach.
Huh?
JV's volleyball?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
What about Goosey's so, done?
I think he's assistant.
Are you going varsity assistant or something?
Yeah.
I got you. I got you.
Instead of JV coach?
Yeah.
Well, I think Chelsea's having a baby. So Travis is going to be the head.
Be the head until
yeah,
then.
So we need a JV coach.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Mom or dad.
Well, and, you know.
Harold Feeley.
There's several people that could do it, including, you know, including Julie Creek, but she's the seventh or eighth grade, so you don't. Then you'd be, if she moves up, then you're looking for somebody there. So they need a volleyball coach.
Yeah, we need a volleyball coach.
That isn't the varsity coach. So
I think I'm going to have to be out.
Why? You know volleyball.
Yep. I do, but I don't think I'd be home enough.
Might not be home, huh?
We have in our presence right now a lot prettier people than what we just had.
We just got ready, yeah.
I mean, Grant, Ian. These four ladies, your Liv Patch, Macy Day, Brooke Colleg, Val Mullenkamp. They are your senior basketball players, folks, and they got us a sectional title Saturday night.
Sure did.
And we're going for a district win here tomorrow night versus a new Knoxville team. And what we're going to do is we're going to ask you guys some questions. Just swing those mics back and forth or talk really loud, okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
First of all, talking really loud sort of works, but there's a lot of
echoing stuff. So. These girls got, they talk loud.
Yeah, but then it echoes because they're picking up all the other room noise.
So echoes.
It's much better if we have the microphone close to them.
Nice. You yelling at us?
Yep.
No, I'm just...
Neil just yelled at us, didn't he?
I didn't yell at...
Did you guys know he's coming over to get yelled at?
No, I didn't.
I didn't say anything to
Are
them,
you mad?
Robert.
You're mad.
See, hey,
I like it.
Hey, they're shouting now, so that'll work. Yeah.
How about some drink? Water? Gatorade?
I'm good.
Pop. Are you allowed to have anything... You just had cheese in your mouth and spit it clear across Florida and Neil's forehead.
I ain't allowed to have that.
Huh?
I ain't allowed to have that. Okay.
How was church night? Packed?
Yeah.
We're going to get this out of the way now. The roads suck out, so when you go home, be careful. Okay?
Definitely be careful.
All right? You ain't got too far to drive. Who's got the farthest?
Me.
Be careful, though.
Yeah.
Okay. You good drivers in the...
Uh-oh. Cooper problems. Truck
it is.
Semi in the ditch.
Take this, baby. Turn my mic off.
Yep.
Got it?
I think I can figure out which one. Yep.
Big game coming up tomorrow night.
Yep.
Yeah.
We all ready to go?
Yeah.
Hopefully our shots go in.
We did a pretty good job. Yeah. Actually, that's all we needed Saturday. We just couldn't get that to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that happens, though. Ain't nothing you can do about it. But you guys hung in there. Your defense has been great all year. I mean, I think that's kept us in games all year. And when we come out and score points...
Helps.
Pounded some teams, which is a lot of fun. It takes a little pressure off everybody.
And it seems like that we're just quicker than almost anybody we play.
Yeah.
With Brooke, Kiera, when Macy's in there, they're always on those guards, and those guards can't ever relax and try to run their offense. And then when they're trying to pass it somewhere, Liv, Val, Whitley, when she's in there, Allie Vaughn, their hands are so quick, and they're always watching for that tip away. And when they do get that little bit of a tip, everybody just goes at that ball, man. And you know, that has to be a nightmare for everybody.
Like defensively, do you get It seems like the girls, you guys are, we're the most aggressive girls team I've ever seen, which is great. I mean, when you get away with it. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. And it seems like this year you guys have been great at it because we've clobbered girls and then nobody calls anything. So that's perfect.
Yeah, it's definitely not like a skill thing, so you can just.
Exactly.
It's just, you know, if your heart's in it or not.
Yeah.
But when you have a girl up against your face constantly.
Oh, I don't like that.
That drives me crazy. You know? And that's what you
that's
do.
Yeah. You. I know. I don't like the feelings.
That's that's a great job, Brooke. You do a great job.
See, I hate this, so I'm going to do it to her.
I like it. Exactly. That's a great call.
I think I like it. You guys, it's been a tremendous season this year. And you know, the MAC championship and your wildest dreams. I would have never thought that we could win the MAC this year. And that's hats off to the seniors. Yeah. I mean, you guys take. I mean, that's
senior leadership.
Yeah, absolutely. Val, you're going on and you're going to continue your college career at the University of Findlay. And if somebody would watch you play, don't take this the wrong way, okay? But if somebody would have watched you play early in the season or even later last year, to where you're at now, it's a different player. It is a different player, and when you take the floor. And I've told you this, and I don't mean this the wrong way, but you're the best player on the floor. And every game that we've played, you're the best player on the floor. And you're showing it because your effort this season has been unbelievable. And I just want to congratulate you on that, okay?
I mean, you've doubled. I mean, Bob is exactly right. I mean, it's almost like you flipped that switch on and said, hey, this is my senior year. We're going to win, you know, and I'm going to do everything I have to get it done.
I remember sitting up in Liberty Benton, and we beat them up there this year. Mm-hmm. And their scorekeeper was, he kind of knew what was going on, and he'd heard that you was going to Findlay, and he's a big Findlay guy.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, he goes, I hear we got a good one here. And you had a tremendous game against Findlay against Liberty Benton. And I remember him thinking, I think she'll be able to play it at this level. And, you know, when you see that, and it's got to be a feel-good thing, you know, because, I mean, when we ain't here if you're not where you're at, you know, and you should be proud of that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then when you see this little girl sitting here beside you who absolutely is the hardest working thing I've ever seen.
Unbelievable.
I mean, she's the hardest working.
And you're going to say that about the next two people, too.
I'm going to tell you this. The effort that this Brooke colleague gives us night in and night out is nothing short of amazing. Yep. And you, my friend, should be very proud of that because that's just, I mean, it's unbelievable. It really is.
And you take that as a, like a challenge when a coach says, all right, we get this girl that is the wolf girl, is tougher, and you know, she's awesome. Can you stop her?
I mean,
absolutely, I can stop her. You know, I just know I can believe that out of you. I'll stop her. You
what
know,
a weapon that is for Holly to say, hey, I gotta stop her. You know,
you scout these teams and you find that they're a one hit wonder. They got that one girl that's tough as can be, but if you stop them, you're going to beat this team, and that's where you come in. You know, that's pretty neat. That's something to be proud of, too.
Yeah. And a lot of times that's the shooter, but sometimes it's just the ball handler and the assist maker. But you're, you know, when you're in their face and contesting everything they do, every step,
I'd knock
every
her
move,
out. She's guarding me.
Oh, she's guarding me.
I would knock her out.
You'd be swinging.
She'd step back and you'd miss. But,
well, probably right. But
she's quicker than you are.
You got a boyfriend?
I do have a boyfriend.
And his name?
Mitchell Pugh.
Mitchell Pugh, is he listening?
Oh, I...
probably.
Hey, Mitch, all right.
I approve.
Valerie, you got a boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And his name?
Sam Hardings.
Who?
Sam Hardings.
Where's he from?
St. Henry.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry about that.
Yeah.
Will you be there tomorrow night?
I'm not sure.
Is he 6'5"?
He's 6'8".
6'8". He's a tall guy. I've seen him.
6'8"?
I've seen him a bunch of times. Yeah,
he's 6'8".
Yeah.
I didn't know who he was or where he was from, but I see him at the game sitting with Mom.
If we would have known this stuff before, you could have really embarrassed him as a on the mic.
Yeah.
Macy, boyfriend?
Yeah.
Hello.
You're the only one. Kent Buescher.
Kent Buescher. From where?
Sounds like St. Henry.
What's wrong with the Fort Recovery boys here,
real.
Huh? What's going on?
You don't like
to talk to Grant and Ian.
Oh, well, that's a pretty good, ding, ding, ding.
We got a winner.
Pretty good answer. Yeah, okay.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Macy Day, she's an old hat. She's been up here many a times.
Every sport.
Yeah, she plays in them all, and I love her to death. And there ain't a better human being around here than this girl right here. It comes from a family who absolutely, and we talked about the support, and you all have unbelievable support.
You do.
But yours, you know, that you just got to love it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, mom and dad, they don't miss nothing.
Don't miss nothing.
No. Mm-hmm. You got, you're kind of you're a tweener, right? Because... your playing time is not a lot, but when you come in, there is absolutely, when like for a guy who says, when Macy Day comes in, absolutely she can nail three at any second.
Any time.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And she handles the ball as good as anybody. And you know, you should be very proud of where you're at and what you've done this year, contributions to this team.
And I like a lot when she comes in for usually either Brooke or Kira, and they've been harassing this other team's guards. It doesn't let up. You know, that's, you know, there, a lot of times teams will think, you know, what they're, somebody's coming out and it's going to get a little bit better, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I agree. You
hangs in there till the other one gets back in, and it's back to tough again, and it's the same level of just going after them, man. I love it.
And then the other girl, Harold, sitting by you, Miss Liv Patch, and I'm going to say this to you, okay? And I'm going to tell you this from my heart, is that I have had two daughters play Fort Curry sports, okay? Mm-hmm. And other than my two daughters, you are my favorite player.
Aww, okay? Thank you.
I'm just telling you that, okay? Let's let you know that, all right? You are my favorite player other than my kids. And when we talk about your contributions to the team, well, you know how good you are, and you know where you're at. And when you look back at our season and you look at the games where we played our best basketball, you've had great games, you know?
Absolutely.
At Marion Local, was huge. At Liberty Benton. And you should feel, and I thought you played a fabulous game the other night, too.
Yeah.
You know, and when this thing goes on and we keep winning, and we will keep winning, this team and these seniors should be damn proud of where we're at. And I'm telling you, the sky's the limit for you guys.
Absolutely.
Don't ever forget that. Plus, we're going north. Bring them on.
Yeah, huh? There ain't nobody up there.
Let's pay some bills here. We're coming back. We're talking to individual about what their game plans are after basketball season. Fort Recovery Radio, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented by the Wayne Street Market. Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Bohr's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Bohr's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Bohr's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Bohr's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club is having a pork chop dinner on Thursday, March 12th.
It's carryout only from 4 to 6, and they'll be available for pickup at the elementary preschool entrance. These 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinners will be prepared by Two Willie's Barbecue using their international award-winning Iowa State Fair recipe. And the dinner includes a pork chop, jumbo baked potato with butter and sour cream, applesauce, and a roll. The tickets are only $8 each and must be purchased by Wednesday, March 4th from any high school SADD member, and they are also available at the high school and middle school offices or by calling Kathy Toby at 375-4227 or Kathy Etzler at 852-2572. The Academic Boosters is the group that recognizes students for their academic achievements during our home basketball games. Get your Academic Booster dinner tickets before March 4th for the 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinner at the school offices or from any SAD member. Then just head out to the elementary school and drive by the preschool entrance on the west side and pick up your dinners on Thursday, March 12th between 4 and 6. And be sure to get a couple of extra tickets and get some dinners to put in your refrigerator for a quick meal later on. Just be sure to get your smoked pork chop dinner tickets before March 4th. Miracle Lanes has some great Lent options for you. You can get your choice of a half a pound of popcorn shrimp or a half pound of Alaskan Pollock spicy wings for just $7.99. The dinner includes your choice of regular or curly fries and coleslaw or applesauce. Another new item for Lent is their great new mac and cheese pizza available in small, medium, or large. Call them at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. And don't miss their Friday lunch buffet featuring their great hand-breaded fish cooked fresh all during the buffet, along with salad, shrimp, breadsticks, and their awesome grilled cheese sandwiches. All you care to eat for just $8, including your drink. Let Miracle Lanes help you out during Lent with their great new Lent items. 375-4274.
And theme, my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Bobby.
He has a good game Saturday night watching these ladies take on.
That was actually not a very good game.
Well,
give me a heart attack.
Survive in advance, me and you probably will not live three less days because of that game.
That cost us a couple there, but that's all right.
Don't worry about it.
We got the W. Another thing I was going to say too, this girl sitting beside me, Olivia.
Yep.
I'm showing my age, but I remember when your family came to town, you were just a little baby girl, and Cody and them were playing in sixth grade tournaments, and your dad would drive up and watch us play, and you would be tagging along every time. And
I always tagged along.
Yes, you did. And I tell you what, I kind of fell in love with you back then, and I still do. And I'm kind of like Bobby. You're one of my favorite players to watch.
Thank you.
When you... wonder how many? No, not really.
Yes, she is.
Not compared to Daniel.
Daniel is cute.
Daniel is hot.
Huh?
Okay, he's well, listening right now.
I hadn't noticed.
Daniel Patch is a good looking fella.
He's not ugly, but I wouldn't classify him as hot.
I would.
Okay.
Hottie.
Yep. What do you think of that? Is he driving you nuts?
Well, he's actually in driver's ed right now, so he will be driving.
Dear God.
Oh, my.
Right
now. Oh, my.
He can get his permit in a few days.
This could be scary.
How many games do you think you and Dad have watched?
Seven.
Oh, my
thousands.
Gosh.
Thousand.
Yeah.
Are you talking about in person or on TV? Because you can triple it.
You guys travel a lot and watch a lot of hoops in your day. Yes. And like Harold said, you've tagged along the whole time.
Yep.
You are going to explain to me what you're doing after school. Where are you going?
I will be going to Hillsdale College up in Michigan.
And continuing your basketball career?
Mm-hmm.
And education-wise, what are you majoring in?
Majoring in applied mathematics.
Oh, so smart. What's that?
Smart.
Math ain't that.
Mm-hmm.
Math?
That's the same thing as ciphering, ain't it?
Ciphering is easy.
One.
Ciphering is easy.
Three.
It's not easy.
Oh, yeah. Letters.
What's your GPA?
I don't know exactly. Over a 4.0.
Bragger.
Woo.
Bragger.
Woo.
You asked her. Did you want her to lie?
I didn't have her come on here to brag the whole time.
She didn't brag.
She's a little over the top.
Daniel says I broke the system.
Screwed it up.
Probably definitely broke the...
He's got no shot.
The patch system. He'll only have a 4.0.
Yeah. Who, Daniel?
Yeah.
Minus three.
Oh.
1.0. All I got to do is watch him bowl. Can't bowl. No, he thinks he can.
All right.
Yeah. So, Livy, we, and like Harold said, you know, we root for you, kid, and you know, it all continues tomorrow night, and nothing but the best, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Macy?
Thank you.
So what's your game plan after school? You're playing college. You're playing college softball.
Yep.
Yes, she is.
Clark State Community College.
Well, that's awesome. You'd be what position? Wherever they tell you.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Infield probably, or outfield, or whichever.
Wherever they tell
you. I'm thinking you can do both. You know.
Pitcher.
All right. I used to pitch.
You did?
Yep.
Did you? What's happening right now?
Well, this thing is.
Okay, I need to put one more spring on there.
We're all right. Don't worry about it. We're fine. So you're going to Clark State and you're going to play softball. And are you a tracker or anything?
Nope.
Nope. So softball, as soon as basketball's over, you're softballing.
Yep.
Ready we should have a good season.
We should.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, and I think that when it all said and done, the whole town and the whole county and the whole area is going to be rooting for Fort Carey softball team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they should, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Macy, good luck with everything, okay?
Thanks.
Yep.
And get over here, Brooke.
So where is Clark State?
Springfield.
Springfield. I was thinking it was, but I knew it was that direction.
Don't smile.
I'm sorry.
She has got $1 million smile.
Yes, she does.
Give her that. And she ate cheese. So,
no,
mom,
she didn't chew and swallow.
Are they listening? Mom, dad, listen?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
All right. We do have the piece of cheese in the trash, and there are no teeth.
She tasted it. What she's there for.
No, don't count.
Huh?
Don't count.
Nope. It don't count?
There are two-second rule. Because he shot her out of there before 2 seconds.
There's no teeth marks. It has not been chewed.
I did about throw up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It was kind of gross. No. So your game plan after school?
Attend Rhodes State College to major in dental hygiene.
Good for you.
I think.
Yep. That's perfect. Right now, that's your game
I'm
plan.
I'm telling myself I'm doing that.
Are you?
That's what I'm going to do.
See what happens.
What's... Like, you could play college basketball.
I would not say that.
I would say that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's a lot of...
It's a lot of work, ain't it?
Yeah, and I don't like dribbling, and I'm sure you have to dribble a lot.
You don't like dribbling?
I don't.
Falls on a yo-yo when you got it.
Some days. Other days, it's just...
It's going everywhere.
There's six of them out here.
You saw my travel at the last minute against St. Henry.
All right, now I'm going to say this, okay? But my favorite memory... Of Brooke Colley.
When she high-fived the ref.
Oh, I forgot about the high-five of the ref. That's number two.
Are you talking about getting doinked in the head?
Yeah, yeah. She looked like Mike Tyson hit her, and she got blood dripping off, and all she's doing is laughing.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, if that's me, I'm balling.
Yeah.
And then Sean's is taking pictures wide open.
I know. I was
thanks, Chris. Appreciate that.
Appreciate that.
I got the whole camera roll.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
So tell us about the official high-five and the official. So
you didn't
a lot
see
of,
it.
Well, a lot of our listeners did not see it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I got dead legs, so I first off was like not thinking besides my leg, and then I go out and his hand was up, and I just figured, I guess I'm doing a good job.
He raised his hand to call a foul, and she high fived him.
which game was that?
Was it last year or this year?
This year.
That's
kind of funny.
Third game, maybe something.
I think it is too.
I remember that, but I couldn't remember when it was. Yeah. It seemed like a year and a half ago, but it was early in the year.
That was my embarrassing moment.
Oh, it's awesome.
That wasn't too bad. You never stop smiling. Okay. You have a gift, okay? Yeah, I'm serious when I say this, okay? You have a gift. And it doesn't matter, but you have a gift of effort, you have a gift of smiling, and you have a gift up here, okay?
Thanks.
Use it, all right? And I'm sure you will. Good luck the rest of the way out.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Miss Val? I gotta love Val because she babysat my grandkids.
Oh, yeah.
Just, I'm surprised that you came back for more than.
Just came back for more torture, huh? Wow, you gotta respect that.
Well, every time I do something stupid, I said, did Val teach you that?
No. Val says, did Grandpa teach you that?
Yeah, that's right.
That's how that goes.
That's right. You, we talk about fans and your squad that comes every game, and you gotta love them. I mean, they don't miss anything of Val's, and senior night, and you could see the tears, and it's really emotional, ain't it, when you go through all that, and to come out, and this goes to all of you, to come out on senior night, it's that emotional. And win a MAC title, the first one.
That was a huge.
It was 1991. You guys, right now, don't mean crap to you. It will. Because
it will.
You wait, because as years go by, you'll see that banner when you walk in, and your kids are going to be here playing or whatever it is. You'll think,
man, I hope there's a 100 of them under you. But if you look at the past, it's hard to do. You know, it's just such a tough league. Well,
what happened to that team that won the MAC in 1991?
Yeah, I think they made a little tournament run.
Yeah, I think they did a little run. They went to state and beat the pants off of everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a good one, and I think that's going to happen here.
Yep, that's exactly right. Good luck the rest of the way out, guys. And this mic is always open. And we talked to the senior boys about our favorite night is when we interview guys like you, okay? Because basically you're awesome, and Fort Recovery should be very proud of what they produce. And your mom and dad and your family, we're lucky. We live in the greatest town in the world. Don't ever forget that. All right. Good luck to my
Love having you here, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Good luck.
We're going to take a break. Sports talk. Bub and V coming right back.
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
The Wayne Street Market Fish Fry is back. This Wednesday will be Ash Wednesday, and they'll have their fresh fried fish available on Ash Wednesday and every Friday during Lent. You can buy their fish by the meal or by the pound. It's just $6.99 a pound, or their fish dinners with JoJo fries and coleslaw is only $6.49. Be sure to call ahead at 375-2865 and avoid the wait in line. Lent starts on Wednesday, so let Wayne Street Market make your fish dinners for you. Call ahead, 375-2865, and they'll have your fish ready to go. The Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce is proud to announce the recipients for their 40th Annual Citizen of the Year and Hall of Fame Awards Banquet to be held on Sunday, March 8th at 6 p.m. Here are the recipients. Citizen of the Year, Greg Lefevre. Hall of Fame, Joe Fowler. Fort Recovery Business of the Year, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Outstanding Community Service Award, the Win on the Wabash WOW Committee. Beautification Awards, Ryan and Lori Tin for Most Improved Residential Property, Steve and Susie McCain for Most Improved Dwelling, and Chad and Ann Guggenbiller for Most Improved Commercial Building. Chamber of Commerce Scholarship, Allie Kaiser, daughter of Eric and Amy Kaiser. These 2019 award winners and nominees will be honored at the annual awards banquet sponsored by the Second National Bank at 6 o'clock on Sunday, March 8th at the middle school auditoria. The public is invited to attend, and tickets are available at any of the local banks and at Fort Recovery Insurance.
We're back here, Sports Talk, with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. What a crew, huh?
Oh, that's a great crew.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun having him, man.
It is.
It always is fun.
That's some pretty good people.
Yeah.
If some or all of those come back here, our community is going to just keep on thriving.
Yeah, especially if Doc comes back with a 6'8 kid.
Yeah.
That'll work for me.
I would bet Living Patch don't have little kids.
No. That's a no-doubter.
No, I bet. What a great group.
Good group.
Kicked off with Ian and Grant. We interviewed the four seniors. And Fee, that was a... We'll talk a little bit about the girls and their win against St. Henry, a game that nip and tuck of the first half. We played really well the third quarter, about as good as we can play.
Yeah, we actually opened it up a little bit, you know, and I thought we had them, you know. I thought, okay, we're going to put them away here, and boy, they just would not go away.
Yeah.
They just kept fighting and battling, and we kind of talked about it earlier, you know, they were very athletic. I mean, St. Henry was a very athletic team. The Vaughn girls are unbelievably athletic, you know, and... and I think was the other girl, the guard,
Busher
girl, yeah. Very, very good player. You know,
yeah, they've got several
hung in there.
Really good players. If they weren't playing in the MAC, there's a lot of other leagues where they'd be the champions with no problem at all.
Up to the top.
Well, I don't know about all that. Be champions. That's strong.
Well, yeah, because usually we kind of pick on the CCC, but they wouldn't beat Franklin Monroe, and they wouldn't beat Tri-Village.
That's pretty good down there.
Yeah, those are two really good teams.
They beat Franklin Monroe by 30.
Yeah, Sandry did.
Yeah.
The girl that was unreal
they
against
drilled.
Us.
They drilled
Franklin Monroe. I remember that because
they almost beat Tri-Village. They was ahead of Tri-Village the whole game.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. That's hard to believe.
I know.
I chose you.
Yeah.
Because that girl from Franklin Monroe was really...
Yeah, when you have athletes, anything can happen. And that's what happened in the fourth quarter there. They got some steals. We didn't take care of the ball. We missed our free throws.
Missed some free throws. Missed some bunnies.
Yeah, and then when you get in that situation...
You just keep letting them hang in. They had the ball, bringing it down with 20 seconds to go, and I thought, this thing's got them throwing up some shot at the end and it going in.
They actually had three shots to take the lead or tie.
Yep.
Because we only scored 2 points fourth quarter, but
right.
We struggled. Survive in advance, Holly Gann sent us a video of Brooke high-fiving the referee, Tony Schwierman. The look on his face, classic.
He's laughing.
Yeah.
that was good.
I had forgotten about that.
That'll be a fun one tomorrow night versus New Knoxville, a team that we beat early in the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember what the score was.
Midway, I don't have it right in front of me, but I can find it.
I think it was pretty easy, though.
It was up here.
They're a good team.
Yeah.
They have some very good players, and they're just not deep enough to hang with a team like us.
That's usually what happened for us this year. We just came into the last quarter, and it seems like we kind of wear them down and eventually get that little spurt like we do and take a 10-point lead, and it's over.
Well, one thing we know about basketball this year is that we're not good enough to blow anybody out.
No.
But there is nobody going to blow us out, and we'll have a chance to win every game.
Absolutely.
And that goes boys, and that goes girls.
Yeah.
And when you talk about the style of basketball that we play, both sides of the court, you know, and everybody says, you know, man, we got to attack and just throw the ball out. As the tournament progresses, and as we, especially on the boys' side, as you play, you know, after we beat Marion, we go to the districts, and then that road gets tougher against these better teams. That style of play
will keep you in the game.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, when the Columbus Groves or the I don't know who, the Antwerp, I think it is undefeated, whoever it is up there.
Yeah.
Coach Melton, that's a big weekend. We needed that weekend.
Yeah, we kind of left here last week and said, let's get 3-0, and we did it. We got our 3-0, and it's a great weekend for us. You know, I enjoyed the senior night was good. You know, that was kind of emotional for me, too. Ian's been just such a great kid.
Yeah, I know.
And it's pretty easy route for him.
Oh, yeah. Especially whenever basketball season ends, baseball starts.
Yeah.
And he is...
Yeah, he's a good baseball
player. He's a good player.
I'm thinking great things.
So we got... So we go to Marion. We got Marion local Friday night, team that we handled at their place. But they've played better, and they're playing better
right now too. Yeah, I seen they had a couple big games at the end of the year there, and seem to be scoring a little bit more points.
And they're
going to bring great defense.
Exactly,
they always do.
And they're going to come in playing at the best they've played all year. And like we talked about earlier, you know, they will not. Beat themselves.
No.
We'll have to play well, good game. And
like you were talking about, the style that we're talking about, us playing, that's them too.
Yeah.
Right. And they're going to keep themselves in games because they're going to play nasty defense and make you work for every bucket you get, and they won't get blown out. They'll stay right with us.
That's right.
Hopefully we can get that separation a little bit, get that 8-10-point lead, and just kind of keep it there.
Yep. It'll be fun. And the All-MAC team came out this week, and congratulations to Clay Smith's first team MAC.
He's playing good right now.
He is playing well.
He's playing good right now.
And also Brian Benn, first team MAC.
Well-deserved.
And honorable mention. And second team was Grant Kanapke and Derek Judy. And congrats to those guys. And well-deserved, all of them.
Absolutely.
Honorable mention was
Grant.
No, Grant was
or second. Derek, maybe.
No, Grant and Derek were there was a we had five on the
another one
on the All Mac team. We had one on the honorable mention.
You know, and I don't but, know how they know, vote
could be,
on that.
It could be about anybody because yeah. we have.
I don't know how they vote on that. Guys, but, you know, we don't have anybody that's in double digits.
No,
you know,
no.
And you know that's kind of first thing. It seems like you look at, you know, well, this guy's leading the league in scoring. You know, oh, you got to put him on. You know, now this guy's averaging 15. Let's put him on.
Yeah,
but. You know, guys like your Derek Jeudy's that run that team.
Derek Jeudy is playing great.
He's playing really good right now, too.
Yeah, the last six games, he's gone from, he's a pretty good player, to wow.
He gets the hole.
Shooting
the ball well.
And we're going to need that. It'll be fun, absolutely.
Yeah, we just need our kids to, just come out and get some confidence and start hitting shots, you know. And we've had that where I think, like, Regan's, he's went through some spots where Regan he's Martin struggling a little mention. Bit. And
yeah, Regan, yeah.
Regan
yeah,
probably
yeah,
was.
Yeah,
you know, he's had some, and we've all had. I mean, you go through there and you think, he's struggling right now. But they all seem to be starting to get it to click a little bit now. So hopefully that nice big couple wins last weekend will get them going.
That's right.
Well, I've talked to several coaches over the years and asked them, how do you decide who makes the All-MAC league team and or the All-District or whatever? And they say, who do you have to prepare for? And that's in any sport. Who do you have to put in mind that you're just going to have to do something to make sure they don't do what they like to do? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I look at Regan Martin, and he had several really good games. Ryan Post could have been that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have 8 or 9 guys that could be on the all league team. We got, you know, we only had 4 of the girls on. We got 5 of the boys, but I think. You know, well, I don't know who you take off to put some more of our guys on there because they're all really good. But
the JV team wrapped up their season fee on Saturday and they had a good season.
Nice
enjoyed
season.
Watching them play all year.
Yeah, absolutely. They were playing pretty good at the end too.
Yeah, that's right.
Kind of fun to watch them.
And I think they finished I'm going to say 13-8.
13-8,
right?
Something like that. Yeah. And actually, I would say that the Lima Shawnee game might have been the best JV game I've seen all year.
Might have been the best game we played. Well, of course, last year we were, 18-4 or something?
Yeah, we were good last year, too.
But I enjoyed watching them kids this year.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential out there.
I think so, too.
Looks good. You know, looks like it's going to have some spots to come. And
yeah, them kids, there's some good young kids coming through our program right now. And
even the young freshman, he was getting them. Kudos for Jordan Winter, getting them younger kids in. That the freshman season pretty much got wasted away, a couple injuries here and there, and they had to cancel their season. And that's tough for a freshman that needs that. I remember with my son, Cody, that was his best year. I mean, he had Bernsey coaching him, and I think him and Michael and Craig Toby all played on that team, and they all ended up being starters when they were seniors, and that's taking one year away from you like that's tough, but I give Winter credit. He did get him some playing time, and them young kids, you can tell they're pretty good. They're
absolutely. I talked to Holly Gruby and her sons in that boat, and he was another kid who, I guess it's not Gruby anymore.
Yeah.
Holly, Ben.
Ben, yeah.
And her son was another one who was one of those freshmen. And he, as the season got on, got better. And just like the Overman boy and Grover, the post kid, Landon,
all of a sudden, and it was kind of neat because they all kind of scored there at the end. The Wyatt Ben, I could just see that big grin on his face when he scored, and then he comes down the next time he won the ball again. It's like, I like that confidence. Yeah, that's right. Good stuff.
I thought Tucker Overman and Wyatt Ben, and I called them the little kids, although Wyatt isn't.
Mm-hmm.
They were all quick hustlers. Go get it. Let's go. And
okay, you can just tell they came off of that eighth grade team last year that was very, very good, with Kale and Patch on that team, too. And, they're confident. They definitely aren't scared. I just hate the idea that I wish they could have had some more playing time. But
yeah, and Ross Pearson's going to be another kid that's going to
absolutely.
And you look at those young kids in that program, and they're just going to keep getting you. You only lose 2 seniors.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be interesting next year. And
yeah, there's going to be a lot of fighting for for positions next year.
But one thing about Coach Melton is he'll play you.
Oh, absolutely. He'll get you down 9, yep. 10 deep.
Yeah.
He ain't afraid of that.
Absolutely not. So all them kids, great job this season, and we enjoyed watching you play the JV kids. And let's work hard over the off season.
And we'll talk to some of those kids again in 3 or 4 weeks after they win the state tournament in boys and girls.
There you go.
Sounds like a winner.
Let's get them both.
That's exactly right. We're going to knock off early tonight. Weather kind of sucks outside.
Yep, I agree.
I got to get run down the office. Had some stuff going on. But tomorrow night, Fee, we're going to Walpock Girls District. Walpock Recovery versus New Knoxville.
Love Walpock.
I do, too.
They had some great tournament wins in there.
Yeah, and that is not a split session, folks. So you can get there and watch that first game, the Marion-Minster game. It's going to be a good one.
Yep.
And then on Friday night, Coach Melton and the Indians take the short drive to St. Mary's to play a good Marion local team. And that'll be a fun one. I cannot wait. It's going to be a great weekend.
Yep. We got to go 4-0 this weekend, huh?
Let's do it. I'm in.
3-0. The boys are only going to play once.
Oh, that's right. Play once. That's right. 3-0 again. We're going to go 3-0 again. It'll be a great week.
Just keep going 3-0s.
I like it. I like it.
Yep.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee present. We want to thank our sponsors.
Yeah.
Wayne Street Market.
Come through the
clutch for us.
Yes.
Yep. And put some nice cheese together for us.
Cheese together.
Attaboy. Also, hey, shout out Terry Smith.
We lost
a huge pioneer in our community.
Absolutely. And huge, huge fan, too. Sports fan. I mean, his daughter was on the state team. Very nice player, you know. My neighbor, pretty good guy.
You know, for us three, as you know, when we started getting involved in the community, Terry was a leader. Terry was the Jimmy Z. Terry was the Charlie Hine. Terry was the guy who he was always involved and always looked out for our kids and I always thought
of him and Buckshot together. They always seemed to be the sound man. They would get it all set up when we had something going on.
And Terry, you know, knowing that the sound was in good shape, he'd take care of the lights and Buckshot would take care of he didn't know anything about the lights, but he said, I can figure that out. He just took care of the lights, knowing that that Buckshot had the sound.
Right.
Well, big guy in the bicentennial. I think he was always in on that stuff, too. Yep. You know?
And my understanding is he was one of the originators of our park board.
Yes, he was one of the
He was.
Yep, I've seen that, too.
So. Yeah, he's one of those people that, there's something needs done. I can do it. I can't go play this, but I can go do that, and let's go make things better in our town.
I agree. So, Terry Smith, God love you.
Yep.
Rest in peace, my friend, and his family.
Yep.
I do have a trivia question.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
All right. You ready for this?
Probably not.
So if you get this right... I got a large pizza for you.
Yes.
All right.
Is it the mac and cheese tonight or get something else on the
menu? No, you can order it. If you get this right. All right. Fort Recovery hosted district final years ago in our gym. If you tell me the two teams that played in that district final and the winner... you get a large pizza, compliments of Fort Recovery Radio.
District final.
I couldn't tell you. I remember it happening.
Mr. Marion?
I don't remember anything about it. Now, you need to tell them their numbers to text you.
419-852-9201. People are listening right now.
419-3852-3599.
If you know the answer to this, and we're going to hang on here a little longer and bullcrap a little bit. Friday night, after the game at South Adams, we decided to go get something to eat. So we go to Kohler Bowling Alley. Mm-hmm. And we stop in there, and Tim Busher's in there. And we started reminiscing, talking about the old stuff. And we were talking about hosting the tournament. And
so he's probably going to text you and win the pizza.
No, he told me the answer.
Yeah.
Because I did not know.
We actually had a district
final. Absolutely.
But that was it. We didn't have the playing games or
win at all.
We had the whole thing.
Absolutely. Yep.
Man, I don't remember that.
Yep.
And I should.
I remember it happening. I remember zero details. I remember it happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I remember.
So anybody knows the two teams was in the district final, and who won it?
I seem to remember that we were playing somewhere else that night.
Yeah, we did. We didn't play.
And we did.
Yeah, we didn't play.
I was thinking we were playing somewhere else that night, and we didn't have any. Body to help and nobody and no fans, and that's what I remember.
I remember Marion-Minster playing in there, and that was like the first time it was ever sold out, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it? Mm-hmm. Fred Summers and Snake Hardings, maybe.
Maybe Yeah.
So you're on the track. He's on the track, but he's not.
Not quite.
Not quite.
Give them the numbers again. Maybe they forgot the numbers.
419-852-9201. If you call it in, 937-9201.
Yep.
If you call it in, 937-3310-2781 with the answer to this, then you get a pizza. A pizza. You have roughly till 9:15.
9:15. 5 minutes.
Yeah. And I don't know. I tried looking it up, and I couldn't find it either.
Couldn't find it?
Yeah, that'd be a tough one. I don't know what you'd put in to try to find the answer to that.
Now, here's one for you. The referee of that game is now a referee in the Big Ten, and his last high school basketball game that he did was a district final at Fort Recovery.
Wow. And Tim Buescher would know that.
Yes.
Tim Buescher would know that.
Was he?
It ain't Danny.
Nope.
Was he our athletic director at the time? Or was, I know he's done a lot, I mean, was
Tim Buescher was the athletic director.
Okay. And I know he did several college games.
I'm going to say
19.
I'm going to say,
give us a 5-year approximation. That'll help.
Well, I would say Buescher got here when? It was the second year he was here. So I want to say Bush was here in 1990. What?
Was Bush on the, he was at the girls.
State, because me and
him. He was on the pictures with them.
Yeah, because I remember.
I'm going to say 1990. When did we win state?
90, 91.
Yeah.
So 1990 would have been St. Henry. Or no.
Phones are dead. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
I like it.
It's a hard one to find.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you could. You might have to look for.
Well, it's got
to
be an MAC team.
But not necessarily. It's district.
Well, that's true. District. I never thought about that.
It is an MAC team.
One of them or both?
One of them.
And I would guess St. Henry just because if it's around 89, 90, 91, but because that'd be Bobby and Bruiser and those guys that are.
Hey, you know who will be fired up Saturday night or tomorrow night? It's Chuck and Kathy Etzler.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the one, she didn't play as much as the other one.
No, but they're both played the other night.
They're both pretty good. Seen, yeah.
Court, yeah. Is it, who is it? Court and.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember. They're both cute as a button and quick and good. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Is one a senior?
Yes.
Well, senior, sophomore, is that right?
I think that's right.
Senior, sophomore. I think that's right. Yep. I think that's what it is. They're just cute as can be.
Yeah, they will be fired up.
The one referee still referees in the Big Ten.
Trying to think.
Wow.
Okay, he has done the NCAA final game.
Wow. So I don't know any of those college referees, but that's pretty big deal. At least we had good referees for it.
So 1990, our boys had, I'm trying to think who's on our team.
1990, well, who would have graduated with
Lynn Bennett and them?
Or the Al Evers was in that general time span.
Al Evers, Eric Kaiser.
Eric Kaiser.
Yep, forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So St. Henry was tremendous that year.
Yes.
But wasn't St. Henry like Division III 1 year?
Yeah, that might have been. I think that one of those 2 years, maybe both of those years, I think they were Division III. Now to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Division IV, but I think you're right.
So you're saying that it was a Division IV.
Division IV.
And it might not have been St. Henry?
It was not St. Henry.
It was not St. Henry.
Okay. Well, I don't remember anybody else that year. How about Monster Lubke, Marion Local? They had a pretty good team.
It was mid-70s, wasn't he? Yeah,
I think
he's back a ways.
I think Monster.
This is around 1990. I think it was good that year.
Interesting. 9:15 is approaching.
It's approaching. We're not
the
getting
the correct answer is Crestview Knights versus the Marion Local Flyers.
Marion Local.
Crestview beat them.
Crestview won.
Yep.
Huh. So Crestview, was that the Doug Etzler?
So where'd we go?
Year?
I'm not sure.
That year.
I'm not sure.
It seems like
I don't remember back in those days.
Yep. But Buescher was
He knew everything.
Yeah, Terry Weimert was the referee.
Weimert?
Yep, and it was his last game as a high school referee.
I remember the name, but I don't know anything else about him.
Did they get to state?
No, I don't think so. Nope. No, that's right.
I'll be dang.
So.
Now, we hosted holiday tournament.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. I remember being up there working that tournament game.
Yeah.
I remember working up there. But, yeah, it's good stuff. Hard to believe, Ant.
So, Bubba, you get the free pizza.
I will have a large pizza. Cheese only on till midnight.
Mac and cheese.
Cheese till midnight.
Got the mac and cheese tonight.
Mac and cheese.
Throw the meat on her.
Got it at the Miracle Lanes.
12:01.
Go Indians, Fee.
Yep.
We'll see you tomorrow night, boys.
See you tomorrow night.
Hey, who you got the radio on? PG-14 guy?
Yeah, it's PG-14, but I should mention it will be on 105.3 if you're listening on the radio. Fort Recovery, well, they have something else in Indiana.
Jesus.
But Fort Recovery Radio will be simulcasting that broadcast. It'll be 105.3, but it'll be Rob and Brian Patch.
Go Indians. So. Perfect.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.